Hi, my name is Onyx.
Hi, Onyx.
And I'm the child of alcoholics. Daddy used to come home late at night, the smell of the demon on his breath. The slightest provocation would send him into an unspeakable rage. And then this morning, he set the porch on fire. I'm thinking about moving out.
We're just going to do the intros real fast because I got shit that's got to come out and I'm going to forget them.
All right.
You got to do your introductions fast. That way people know who the fuck you are. I guess this isn't the clean one for Saturday.
No.
We're covered. I'll upload something for Saturday. Probably last week's episode. No one will be the wiser. I'll just change the date. No one listens to these things. We're okay. Show's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. He's Howard Highland.
What it do?
Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. You go there for everything. It's got the Twitter link to me, at Papa's Basement, for this man over here, at Epexegetical. Who the hell knows what it is?
You're welcome.
It's got the iTunes subscription link for the show. It's got all my writing. It's not just the show. It's not just links to things. It's a lot of written content. People don't get that, I think, who hear the show randomly. There's a whole bunch going on with that website. You can fuck off for hours without streaming anything.
Daily laughs. If you just follow even current events on the website, you don't even go in the archive. You're going to laugh your ass off.
Yeah, just go through the day-to-day, and then you go to older posts, and guess what? You click the older posts button, older posts appear. Isn't it fucking magical like that? I love it. We can even bring this down a little bit now. We'll let it slowly taper out like a beautiful dovetailing shit. Arena is so lucky that the people in the studio next to us are the worst creatures on earth, by the way. Because Arena Davinsky, at Girl Knows Sports on Twitter, is a tardy piece of shit who cannot fucking make it into this studio, apparently. I don't know what's wrong with her. She's a white Jew. She doesn't get to operate on color people time.
I think you're just going to have to start lying to her about when we start.
I think
it's
going
to get to that point.
I think so.
Yeah.
We were booked to start at 7. Be in the studio at 7. I made a huge fucking to-do, not to sound like a queer and a half. I made a to-do, Howard. I made a fuss. I put my hands in the air and I said, listen! Listen, everybody! I said, get your goddamn ass in here at 7. You strut in right at 7, not 6:59, not 7:01. You were the porridge that Goldilocks chose. And I thank you for it. Let's kill this one. From her, about 6:45, it starts. Hey, on my way now. What's the address?
Now, she should have lied. She should have been like, there was an accident. Shit's been horrible. It's been unreal on the toll road or whatever else road she took.
I don't know what road she takes. I don't want to know. I don't fucking care how the sausage gets made. I just want it on my plate when I'm having breakfast. That's when you eat your fucking sausage. If the sausage shows up at lunchtime, it's not so goddamn good, is it, Howard?
You're talking to the wrong person. I woke up at noon today.
Yeah. You and Arena rocking it at Club Jebu together. Well, for those of us who live like a European, you don't want sausage on your plate at noon. Nah. It's late. It's congealed. It's disgusting. So I get a text. She's like, hey, I'm on my way. Now, we don't live in the day of the fucking Jetsons, so she doesn't have a flying car. And I know because of that, her ass is going to be late. No way she's making 7:20 or 7. So right at 7, I get a text updating me. And she says, hey, can't wait to see you guys. 7:20. What a bullshit way of just sliding in there that you're going to be late, ain't it?
What was your over-under? Like 7:35?
7:35.
All right, it's 7:20, so we got 15 minutes. I'm going to take the under. I think
well,
she gets here.
We got an update text. It wasn't just the, hey,
oh, wait,
this is
no,
the revised 7:20.
Okay. Now what
I'll read them verbatim because this is not bullshit.
Read the last
one. We got a new text.
What's the
in
new
the
one?
Meantime. So at 6:26, this is the original. I don't hear from her. So I go, arrival time. I'm very curt when it comes to this show. I don't want to fuck around. You be here.
Yeah.
Howard's here, and I thank him for it. Howard doesn't even give a shit to really do this show. I don't talk about it much. Howard's going to be like the next fucking Timbaland or something. That's what he's into now. He wants to music produce. He doesn't give a shit about comedy. This other one, she claims she wants to be funny and do comedy. You know what's funny? Telling me that you're going to be here on time. Fucking makes me laugh every goddamn second I hear it out of your mouth. Okay. So, I text at 6:26. What's your arrival time? 35 minutes out. You know, I'm like, hey,
yeah.
We'll get this straightened out. Well, here's what comes back to me. Just got in the car. Be there, hopefully, 7. Don't ever fucking tell me hopefully. If I'm dying and I need a kidney transplant, don't ever fucking tell me. Hopefully we'll get you that kidney. Because I know I'm fucked.
Yeah.
I know I'm fucked.
Hopefully 7.
Send me the address again, please.
Send me the address again.
That's, which means you're in the car just not doing anything, I guess. Just letting the sun take you like Columbus.
I'm pretty sure she was doing world. Happy hour over at Reston Town Center or some shit. That's my guess.
If she is...
You should give her a breathalyzer.
I will make her bite the fucking curb.
Okay.
I will Ed Norton her ass if I smell any liquor on that fucking breath. I will let Will get shot by the black kid in the high school urinals at the end. Everything. Just to teach her a lesson. I'll reenact the entire goddamn plot. I'll get raped by the big Nazi. Mm-hmm. Whatever it takes to teach her a fucking lesson. On being on time.
Hey, am I the only one who laughed when like he's just lying in bed and his asshole's been ripped up and he's just crying?
No, it's hysterical.
Yeah, okay. Because when he starts crying, you start laughing. I'm like, this is so unrealistic.
I mean, I guess
because it was realistic at the beginning when Ed Norton is a neo-Nazi, you just curbed a black guy.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember Elliot Gould just fucking ripping into the Jew at the table. Yeah. I don't recall much from that movie. I can reference his anal rape. I remember when he catches the Nazi who's dealing drugs to the Mexicans, and the guy's like, Heil Hitler, trying to get him to buy back into it. And Ed Norton's like, you've changed, man. It used to be all about the race hate.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You sell out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I could take the movie seriously.
We get 7:20. I'm sorry, it isn't 7:20. 6:45. Okay, 7:20. Can't wait to see you guys! Exclamation point. You know what? I would have liked to see you too at 7 Arena. 7:10. Traffic here makes me want to smack my face into the steering wheel. You better pray it's the steering wheel because otherwise it's going to be my hand, bitch. Running late like this. And then finally, a couple of minutes ago, 2 miles away, which in this area means nothing.
Because I talked to you about a mile away when I was 10 minutes away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to use, like, ox cart speeds in this area during traffic time.
Yeah, and we're in a...
Not even horse, like an ox pulling a fucking big thing of hay.
And they're totally redeveloping the neighborhood around the studio now. Like, we are so the black neighborhood in the 1950s. Like, this studio is going down. It's just a matter of time.
Ooh, well, we're not the black neighborhood in the 50s because the whites are coming in. They're not leaving.
Oh, well, no, they demolished the black neighborhoods and then they, like, rebuilt over them.
Did they?
With commercial districts, not necessarily homes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then we could be the black us. Neighborhood.
Because I just walked over here from...
Ironic, because Arena isn't here. Ironic. And she asked for the address because it should be home, given her promptness. But... I'll let her slide, even after all this, because the guy next to us is a bearded, bald son of a bitch. The guy in the studio.
Yeah, what the hell happened before I got here?
He struts in. It's him and an older black chick who's got, like, dyed dreadlocks. Her, ooh. I don't really mind, whatever. Why? I'm not a bigot. 10 minutes to the contrary, you might have just heard. I'm not a bigot. Howie, you got a little green shit in your teeth.
You're welcome.
If I'm going to do the rest of the show, I can't. Right. You got it. Give me a smile. Give me a big chairman Mao smile.
Another fucking show, and just let me worry about my own.
Just give me a fucking. Come on. Give me the Ho Chi Minh grin. Other side. Okay, you're pretty clean. You got a little bit. No, no, never mind. It's still there. It migrated one tooth over.
I see it.
You got it. You got it. Yeah. Okay, there's that one. Now on the other side. There you go. There you go. There you go. All right, and now the show can continue. Sorry, I fixate on weird shit.
Yeah, I think most of the people who listen to the show have come to realize this.
You're gonna, you're starting to look like a fucking rotten tooth hobo to me, and I was just like, oh, is this where our lives are going? But you're clear now. You got your little bits of lettuce out.
I'm the old Howard.
Yeah, guys next to us, bald motherfucker with a beard. That's me in 10 years, by the way. But I'm not there yet. His guitar case. He struts into the studio with a guitar, by the way, an acoustic. He's going to play a couple numbers on whatever the fuck worthless radio show that's next to us. Whatever it is, it's garbage.
Right.
It should just be more studio time for me. But it isn't. And that's fine. Why are you staring at me? You're all squinty. Not just because you're Asian.
Oh, I was waiting for what did they say?
It's not what he said. It's what he did. Look at his guitar case. Look at the fucking stickers on it. I can't read the one that looks exactly like a Coexist sticker, but right beneath it is the Coexist sticker on his acoustic guitar case. Is there a sticker out there that makes you want to punch someone in the fucking balls more than the Coexist? For me, it's that and Smile Your Mom Chose Life. Either of those, I want to see your car fucking implode in front of me like Magneto hates you.
I
want to
open hand slap people with OBX stickers.
OBX can also suck my dick.
Yeah.
Outer Banks, for those not from the area.
It's just like, no, great. You went there once on vacation.
Well, it's a very, the problem with the OBX sticker, correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't know what was the cause of this, if it's the originator. The OBX sticker, white oval, black kind of ring, about a centimeter inside that oval.
Everybody's
three
doing
black
it
text.
Now. Like, every damn
fucking
vacation destination.
Everything. I see RVA, Richmond VA, FFX for Fairfax. Just every fucking neighborhood now has these horrible OBX knockoff stickers.
All right, if I saw an FFX shirt, I would just kidnap those people's children to teach them a lesson. Like,
yeah.
That's not okay.
No, it's a horrible area. Don't celebrate it. Be ashamed of it.
But OBX always signified to me that you drank bad beer. And you chose poor destinations for your vacations.
OBX to me means if you're a dude, you probably are way too into Dave Matthews. And you're kind of like a frat boy shithead. And if you're a chick, you probably got fucked at a Dave Matthews concert by the guy with the OBX sticker. And I didn't determine much after that. I'm probably not fucking you. If you're the OBX crowd, I'm probably not fucking the chick in that crowd. And I'm not friends with the dude in that crowd.
You're definitely using your trust fund to shop at the thrift store.
Yes. Fuck you, OBX people. But we've got Coexist guy right next door. I think he's finally noticing that I'm pointing at him. Like Phil Collins when I'm singing In the Air Tonight and I'm pointing at the guy that ran over my wife and then drove away or whatever the fuck the urban legend is. That's what I'm doing to this guy right now. So the Coexist sticker, worst. Worst. Well, top three. Three-way tie. I'll give you OBX. Smile Your Mom Chose Life. Why are you shaking your head at that? That one's horrible.
No, that one bothers me.
I hate it because that one never comes alone. Coexist is usually like it for like the liberal fag shit on the back, but like Smile Your Mom Chose Life is like a choose life plate. In Virginia, it's a yellow one, like with a fucking blue crayon, like little figures with their hands out. And there's probably going to be like a Pope sticker of some sort. All kinds of horse shit, all kinds of religious stuff. If you've got that one.
So you just remind me about intelligent design. Like, I know there aren't bumper stickers for that, but I wish there were so I could punch those people.
Intelligent design.
Like, do you support this like bizarre, useless, like functionless? I have no idea what the irony of intelligent design is. It's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard of. I don't understand like why people can't accept evolution.
Let's get it out there. That's the one where you don't believe in evolution, where we came from amoebas that then became fish, that became like alligators, that become monkeys and shit like that. You kind of just believe we were put here magically about 6,000 years ago.
No, that's...
And then the dinosaurs are like, to test our faith, and they were putting...
There's a distinction. So creationism is mm-hmm. what you're describing. Intelligent okay. design actually allows for the possibility that the world is more than 6,000 years old.
Wow. Mind-blowing.
But that there was like... The Christian God happened to like set everything in motion that has occurred in nature. But
oh,
for
yeah.
whatever reason, they can't accept
funny
Darwinism
how,
in
funny
combination
how
with
faith
that idea.
Just kind of like changes its scope to accept scientific fact every time that's introduced, isn't it?
I mean, I was looking at the Wikipedia page for this. Not that this is the best source for it, but you know, this is one that's pretty well researched.
Extent
by
of my research for anything we do on the show.
I would say, like, to be fair, I think evolutionary theorists are so angry about intelligent design. Whoever does the wiki page on intelligent design is really pissed about it, but they do an amazing job at trying to present it objectively
mm-hmm.
as they make fun of it.
Okay, that's cool.
So it's impressive. It's just like, here's someone who probably has a PhD at one of the top universities in the world in biology, and they break down the idiocy.
He's
in
like,
my
here's
opinion.
What you might believe if you ignore a lot of facts.
Yeah. But apparently it started because there's a Supreme Court case that said you can't teach creationism in public schools.
Yeah, because it's really stupid and scary.
And I think part of the decision was like, hey, you know, like science is, you know, an objective basis. This isn't like religion. And so their idea was, let's just create a science out of our religious beliefs. And that's how we're going to get back in public school.
Motherfuck. Motherfuck.
So that's why we have intelligent design. People act like it's a real science. It's just like, you're just trying to get this back into your public schools.
By
you know
the way,
what?
4 fucking minutes until I win.
Yeah.
4 minutes.
We never agreed on a payment, so
no.
I rescind.
Usual blowjob bet. Gentleman's blowjob agreement. Beats a handshake and a dollar, doesn't it?
I love how we pretend that we need to have a bet to make that happen.
Exactly. I just call it Tuesday. Howie. I'm trying to slyly look at the outline right here. Oh, look who decided to fucking join.
Oh, I win.
Fuck.
Bet not rescinded.
You win, meaning you get to give the blowjob. Next time, put in the details. Oh, how about you sit the fuck down? Put on your headphones. Guess who joined us? It's Arena.
Don't mess with me, Jonathan. I just got to rush our traffic.
Oh, really? I've never been in that before the show. Tell me what it's like in this area.
I might have killed somebody on the way
sit
in here.
Sit down.
I'm trying.
You better have. It's the only excuse I'll accept for the tardiness.
Yeah. So how was happy hour at Reston Town Center? Was it as good
breath
as...
Breath test right now. Breathe in his face. I'm not even shitting. Breath test.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not. No.
Do it.
You don't pay us. I'm not smelling anybody else's
I'll
breath.
I'll smell it over here now.
No, it might smell like something else.
Breath test.
Wow.
I was blowing a hobo.
Unacceptable. All right. I'm leaning in for the breath test.
Oh,
if
gosh.
I came from work.
Shit. I don't know. He said you might be coming from happy hour. It's like someone saying your wife might have fucked the mailman. All of a sudden, it's like, bitch did fuck the mailman.
I
can't
get
it out of my head.
I get up at 6 and people are still needy at 6:30, so I wish I was at happy hour.
She doesn't seem drunk.
The Nats just won.
Did they?
Damn it. I hope those losers fail.
Did they? What was the final score? Like, did it extra inning?
No.
Bottom of the ninth they did it?
Yep.
Wow.
Now I want to double kill Howard because he thinks I was at happy hour and he hates that the Nats won. Choking you first chance I get.
Whatever. I support the Orioles. I
Yo,
support the other
fuck yeah.
Fans.
You know how I'm a Yankees fan, but in this one, I want the O's to win.
What? What is wrong with you?
I was raised, like, well, okay. I was raised going to Orioles games, but my dad's fucking from Greece. I didn't have any baseball allegiance.
No, you're allowed to be a Yankees fan. How the hell are you rooting for the Orioles? Like, I don't understand that whatsoever.
Oh, dude, it's the Orioles. Come on. It's not like I grew up hating the Orioles. I just like the Yankees.
I
like
to
the
me,
Orioles,
it's over.
Too.
The second that Ibanez hit that second home run yesterday, I just started pounding my fist.
That was fucking insanity. That was fucking insanity. But let's not do the sports shit.
Fine.
Eat it. If you had been here for prep, you might have been able to squeeze that one in, but we already have an outline for this
exactly.
show.
Exactly.
Well, maybe if I knew what it was, I would still not follow it.
Yeah, working with two ADD individuals on a radio show is very challenging. I have to put that out there.
I can get it together. Whatever. You're acting like you're the fucking paragon of getting it done. Stable jobs and everything else. We're all fucking head in the clouds losers. What do you want?
Having you're waking up at very noon. Challenging. Thank you, Howard, for bringing that up.
Technically, she's the only 9-to-5-er here.
9-to-6. I wish.
Whatever. All right. Howie, I'll start to address this one by the end, I guess.
Go fuck yourself.
Howie. Yeah.
Surprised you guys put your pants back on when I sat down. Very nice of you.
Yeah, we did that after prep.
I've been seeing a counselor recently.
All right,
gonna toss that out there. Nothing too heavy. It's like on the totem pole of people who can help you with your mental health. It goes like counselor, and then psychologist, and then psychiatrist, and then guys like in the straitjacket place.
Where do prostitutes fit within that scheme?
Prostitutes a counselor.
Okay.
Prostitutes a counselor. All right. You know, after you blow your wad, and that's really why I resent sex workers in general. They start to get very lazy and really try to skirt by with as little sex as possible.
Yeah.
After a while, it's like, let me give you one half of a lap dance, but then we're just going to talk.
You're like, did my insurance cover this?
I am not. Yeah. Fucking, you hear the whole Linkin Park song isn't finished. Get back on my cock.
Yeah.
Get grinding. One step closer.
It always is a Linkin Park song.
There's a lot. I mean, that was the majority of my titty club days when Linkin Park was the shit. I can't tell you how many lap dances I got to the end.
It's painfully obvious that you were in West Virginia for most of these experiences with that story.
No, I was in Baltimore.
Really?
I was in Baltimore.
Wow.
Yeah.
The other classy strip club area.
Really?
That's where we get our lappies. Baltimore and West Virginia. And Paper Moon, if you don't mind paying out the fucking ass.
Hmm.
Wait, that's not a diner?
No. $100 for two lap dances. $100 fucking bucks. Yeah. You got to grab, though. It's almost worth it.
Yeah, that's an upgrade.
I'm not going to get a hard on without the grabbing, but I think I already covered that in another show. $100, some Latina named, I don't remember.
You don't
Sophia.
Need to remember. Yeah.
Sophia. If Sophia's listening, guess what? I would have sex with you. Let's make that happen.
Wait, Papa John, I just sat in an hour and a half of traffic. Haven't I suffered enough?
Be more funny, to quote Homer Simpson. Just roll with the show. Comment. It's not arena shtick hour. Just talk with me. All right. So I've been seeing a counselor about 4 times now. Where you ever, either of you seen anyone ever?
In college, so I can get my Adderall.
Okay.
I went to a relationship counselor by myself.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Do you know what the relationship counselor says when you show up by yourself?
Where is your partner? Why aren't they here?
This probably isn't going to work.
You've got your answer. Let's smoke up.
No, I mean, he was better at like collecting money from me, so he never went there.
What a parasitic fuck.
Well, no, we actually did. There was a lot of discussion. He was effective in pointing out to me, like, I don't think the problem is you. He was like, you actually seem like a really normal person.
I hear that, oddly enough.
Yeah.
When I go to the counselor, I hear more often than not, hey, guess what? Just because your dad died doesn't mean you're responsible for your mom. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Now, I could just be like a serial killer. Like, you meet Jeffrey Dahmer on the street. He's a fucking dashing guy. Not Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy. Jeffrey Dahmer is a weird fuck.
Jeffrey Dahmer was mad weird.
Yeah, but Ted Bundy was dashing until he disemboweled you and then fucked your corpse 3 days later.
Yeah.
So I'm talking with mine, and she brought up something that kind of blew my mind.
Hmm.
This was weird. I really was taken aback by this. This was after we listened to an episode of the show, by the way.
You listened to an episode of the show with your counselor.
She wanted to hear what I do exactly. She somehow
the whole
knew about
hour.
This.
Did she bill you for an hour of listening
no,
to the show?
No, we did
with you?
Like 5 minutes of the show, good. Which is painful enough because I hate the fucking sound of my voice. Huh. Who wants to hear their...
Oh, that's why you never listen afterwards.
Yeah, it's horrible.
That's why.
I don't know how you guys do it. About it.
I love
Would you like to watch a tape
I love me
beating
some
off?
I love me some me. Oh. The answer
me
to that is yes.
Me
Bam!
No. I've always said it. This show to me is exactly like taking a shit. It's something I got to get out of me.
Okay.
And then I turn around and I'm like, oh, okay, it's done. And then I flush and we're on to the next one.
I never got that about you. Okay.
No, I hate it. All right. Oh, I hate it. Especially like in the old ones when I was really low energy. Not that I'm like peppy now. I try to be. I chug coffee and I get pissed when certain people are late. But
you could smell my shoe in a minute.
The fuck am I, Quagmire? I don't want to smell that sewer. So she asked me, John, do you really have any urge to share your life with someone? Because we're going on about relationships. And I'm like, sometimes I'm in them. Usually I'm not. Like, I'm fine with being single. My one concern in life, really, is a job where I'm doing what I want to do. And I can pay my bills doing it and then some. Fuck just paying your bills. I want to make some money doing what I love. And she's like, yeah, but do you want someone to share it with? And you know what the goddamn answer was in my head? Pretty fast, too. No, I don't. It would be nice. It would be nice in the same way if we walked out of the studio and they left Oreos in the green room. That would be nice, too.
That would never happen, but that sounds amazing.
It'd be fun, exactly. But if it didn't happen, I'd go on. Maybe I'd buy some Oreos for $100 or two Oreos. But it's not essential to me. Really, you guys are, you both seem the type too. Howard, you were kind of single for a long time, but you've been in relationships extensively since.
I was mostly single for the first 25 years of my life. And
but
then
you have not really been.
The next 5 years have been in relationships.
Yeah. And so. Arena, what's your story exactly? I know you have like 18 boyfriends listening right now. So don't use
just
names.
Just the one. Just the one.
Exactly.
You know who you are.
Yes.
But you know.
Yeah, just
boy,
the
girlfriend,
one dick
whatever.
I've had in my mouth in the past 72 hours. Wink.
Now I'm like, I'm big on being single. I like my freedom, but it's not like I'm let me go drop trow every minute I get. Being single is just like, I don't want someone that I have to always be like, oh, are we? Do we have plans Friday? Do we have to do this? Do I have to cook for you? You know, the usual stuff.
I, for my money, I see a lot more of the negative than the positive. And that came out very quickly because the first thing out of my mouth when she mentioned a relationship, I said, no, why would I want someone I have to answer to? I don't see it as like building a world with someone, sharing myself with someone. They're an authority figure who gets in the way of my fun.
I'll put it this way, like being recently single, I wake up every day and I'm just like, I don't have to answer to anybody right now. I really can't sleep till noon today. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sleep till noon. You know what I'm going to do after that? I'm going to masturbate and watch TV. And at the end of the day, I'm not going to have to hear about how somebody else's day at work went.
Did you hate that part just because it made you feel like a failure?
No, because I mean, like, I just got to work at home.
Fuck. Let's be real.
Actually, like, I miss it now. To be honest, there's a part of me that misses it, even though I don't.
If you want, I'll call you and tell you how my day went.
No, thank you.
On my way
thank
home
you, but no,
traffic.
Thank you.
What? Cool things happen at my work, though.
Okay.
We had puppies in today.
Fuck, that is cool. God, I wanted to shit on you so hard, but puppies at work.
Puppies are cool.
Now, was it some, like, honky asshole who just brought his pets in, or was it, like, you work at Discovery? Oops, if I wasn't supposed to say that.
I think we've already talked about that before.
Okay. Were they, like, Discovery puppies? Were they special puppies?
They did have costumes on, but they were, like, for
oh
adoption.
Gosh. Oh, gosh.
I know. I think they took a cue from one of our other channels, TLC, Toddlers and Tiaras. Like, we're going to snazz up these
wait.
Puppies.
Okay. We'll get to sharing the life and how I don't want to do it in a second. Because I could see myself sharing life with an animal.
Ah, oh, it's a beautiful
thing. What breed were they? How many were there? What costumes?
Okay. So Go. There was, like, 4 puppies.
Okay.
The rest were adult dogs.
It's a lot of... fuck. Why did they bring in the ugly old ones?
One had no eyes.
Why?
I know. Because
you've
and they
ruined
put next,
it.
They put
you
them next to the puppies.
Fucking ruined it.
Yeah, I was imagining like Dalmatians just, with like little ribbons.
I don't
yeah.
like Dalmatians. They're inbred retards.
They're cute when they're
really
puppies
are.
Though.
But little golden retrievers.
They're pretty
yes,
cute.
And like
they
one like in a devil hat or something. And then one is an angel.
Oh man.
And maybe one is a Frankenstein with a little fake forehead, and then one in a little vampire cape. That's where my head went. Now we've got the fucking eyeless dog. just shitting things up for me.
Yeah.
Well, I had to let you know the bad before the good. So anyways, let's get back to the puppies. Super
don't.
Cute.
Here, your this is how you're going to make this right.
Angels playing harps in your mind.
This is how you're going to make this right. Hey, Arena.
Hey, John.
Was there an eyeless dog next to the cute puppies?
Yes, there was.
Damn it. Okay.
I mean, no, there was.
There's the right answer. There were just 4 cute puppies.
That's it. That's all they wanted to adopt out.
And no eyeless dogs that looked like prison guards who had their sockets scooped clean with shanks because they fucked with the wrong colors.
Oh, my God.
All right. Continue.
Okay, so there was one white little yellow lab or golden retriever. I can't tell the difference.
Why would it have been white?
Yellow, white, I don't know.
A white, yellow lab.
I don't know, John. I'm not a dog expert.
Oh, God. If I'm ever murdered in front of you, I'm just fucked. You'd be like, there's this black Latin man-woman thing. 6'5" to 4'8".
The heavy set thin guy.
Yeah. Might have been the Terminator. I don't know.
It was definitely RoboCop.
His pink orange car, which was a Toyota Mustang Prius. Oh, I'd be just never avenged. My soul would wander. I would just haunt you.
I would get you.
I would wake you up on time.
Well,
that would be the fucking justice. I would be like, hey, you're going to run late. You're going to run late.
I would get you going. A puppy. How
all
about
right.
That?
A ghost puppy.
A ghost puppy
for my
spirit. I'll kill a puppy for you.
Oh, no. Oh, then it's going to be a pet cemetery spirit. It'll be all evil. Okay, so it has to die of natural causes. Be on the lookout. All right, so we've got 4. We've got the white, yellow, golden retriever. A really rare breed, by the way, because I've never heard of it up until now.
Priceless, but could have been yours for a small adoption fee.
So what was he dressed as?
A little ladybug. They were all some sort of bugs, but one of them did have a vampire cape and some vampire teeth in.
That's not a bug.
I'm just trying to make you feel better.
Fuck.
I made all that up.
You're just horrible lying, though. You're
I
like,
am.
They're all bugs, except for the one that was a vampire, right. Which I just thought to include right now.
Come to think of it, there was a Frankenstein bug,
too. Oh, okay. You don't have to humor me. You don't have to humor me. You're here. You've mentioned puppies. We're okay.
I actually have a picture if you want to see.
Yes, I do.
I will show you.
All right.
And check the score for the Orioles.
Just show me the puppy picture. I promise I won't scroll through to like one over where you're like blowing some guy in the stall at Discovery.
Minutes before.
Yeah. With the puppies in the background looking up, their innocence shattered.
They're just huddling together, crying.
All of them thinking, I wish I was the eyeless dog. That fucker doesn't know how lucky he is. The eyeless dog's just like, what's that smell?
Oh, those puppies are freaking cute.
They're cute puppies, but I can't tell what the fuck's going on. It looks like one of those poorly shot old pornos where it's just a heap of flesh writhing around.
They were tiny.
Or it's just John Keyes and John Holmes sticking it to poor Aunt Peg. Oh. Yeah, I know the 70s Swedish erotica.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I used to look at the old film reels my dad had. Film reels! I couldn't even watch them because I didn't know where his projector was. I had to jack off to the cases. All right. Back to the fear of intimacy and the alone thing.
Right.
Do you, Howard as a man, Arena as a woman. I didn't even do air quotes for that.
No.
Arena as a woman.
You just pointed.
Do you feel your parent of the opposite gender has kind of like scared you away in some way from wanting like a relationship? Because I'll answer first. I can tell for a fact that thanks to my mom, I just view women as someone who's going to ruin the party and then eventually become a hoarder that fucking gluts your house with all sorts of shit.
Oh my God.
I mean,
what kind of shit?
I'm not even, okay. I'm glad you asked. There you go. She was right on it. What kind of shit? That's all you got to do. You just ask me questions. I'll fucking talk all day.
Yeah, take notes, Heezy.
That's a question I didn't want to answer, but we're about to get it, people.
We got Fios put in yesterday at the Casa de Papa, and the wire running to my room that will allow me to avoid reality and just hole up and watch high def right. playoff baseball for the next couple of weeks.
Right.
That was jacked. I wasn't getting any signal in my room. So this wire runs from the living room through a closet, which may or may not contain jackets dating back to the 70s, to my bedroom closet, which, while filthy, is still very presentable. My version of dirty, like, I either keep shit clean, or if it's dirty, it can be cleaned in 3 to 5 minutes. Like, if you've ever seen me with a quote-unquote messy room, and I'm going to get laid that night, it's clean. Like, there's not much shit lying around.
Ordered chaos.
Exactly.
Can you go hang out in my room?
Why? Do you just have a pigsty?
I have, like, so many clothes, it's ridiculous.
Oh, God. You and my mom need to just fucking, one of you get your ovaries turned to testicles and then breed the pigliest little beast ever.
I gave so many away. I don't know how they keep coming in.
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous.
Okay. So, today, and I'll give it to Fios because allegedly they have really shit customer service. At least that's what turned my mom off to them for a while. I called these fuckers at like 8 a.m. They had a tech out by like 9:30.
What? That's not real.
They did not fuck around.
No.
And this guy didn't get the job done. He was back 90 minutes later. Same dude. I was like, what's up, James? Good to see you again. We were on a first name basis by the end of it.
Did you make him lunch?
No. Fuck him. I offered food. He didn't say anything. So the cable has to be wound through this hallway closet. And I open it. Like, in my house, it's just understood you don't open this closet.
Wow.
If you do, it's so full of shit, it's not going to shut. If you're using a coat, that coat goes on the chair in the living room. And you just grab it off the chair. And eventually, when it gets cold enough, magically, a different coat will appear for me. And I'm like, oh, it's the cold coat. And I'll just grab that.
The coat fairy was here.
Well, he's like, I got to go in that closet. And I'm just like, oh, motherfucking James. Oh, you motherfucker. And I crack it open. And first of all, I can't shut the door. So I'm like, screw it. Screw it. It's done broken. Let's just have some fun at this point.
It's like opening up Pandora's box.
Yeah, it really is. It's like when the magician just starts pulling at the handkerchiefs and they just keep coming out. I was like, okay, let's take out 5 coats. That'll give us enough maneuverability. So I pull out 5 coats and it looks like nothing's happened. It's like the Hydra. It somehow looks like more coats are there. And I'm just like, fucking, how did that happen? And he's like, dude, you did nothing. I need more to get in there. So I'm like, okay. I grab another handful of coats. And again, we're talking starter jackets circa 1991 are in the mix. Let's see, 18 raincoats per family member because we live in London.
Including pets.
Yeah, exactly. We have the costumes, of course, the Ladybug and Frankenstein costumes for all of our dead pets. And I pull out, no bullshit, 35 scarves.
Jeez.
25 knit hats.
Was James a large fellow?
No. Moderate build, big gray goatee. Looked like he could have been an extra on Sons of Anarchy. Had that thing going. I pull out, 20 sets of gloves. Just everything has gone in here and never come out. I start pulling out all kinds of records. Did you want a copy of Fiddler of the Roof?
Why?
On vinyl?
Because I'm Jewish.
Yeah. And it's free.
Oy vey.
Oh, man.
Did you just look if you could cut me saying oy vey?
I pulled out complete untouched puzzles of the Ewoks, like Return of the Jedi material. I actually saved those. I think those could be worth something. If not, they're going in the fucking bin, though. This shit was like a monument to the Papa Giorgio family, circa 85.
Jeez.
It filled my entire living room.
Wow.
So, getting back to where we were, I view women as insane, and they're going to mess up my shit. And I like room to maneuver.
Yeah.
I grew up in a gerbil cage. I'm back in that gerbil cage. I resent being back in it, because when I was on my own, I had a nice big room, and it was very clean and empty.
Yeah.
You could just walk around, stick your hands out, just do a
not
windmill.
Touch anything.
I could do the Sound of Music routine where I'm running around the hills. I could fit that shit.
In a skirt,
yeah.
Flowing around.
The whole thing, yeah. The Von Trapps or the Von Traps, who was it?
The
Von Trapps.
I never saw it.
So
I just know these things.
My mom's a strange family. I've never met them. They didn't even know about us until last year. They're visiting right now. And I like saw their area that they're in. It's so messy. And I'm like just thinking, if it wasn't for my dad, my mom would probably be a hoarder right now. And like just messy as shit.
That's literally it. And my dad died in 01. So it's just been 11 years of like,
sorry, I brought that
let's
up again.
Hold. No, I don't give a shit. You didn't invent cigarettes and his lack of willpower. The fuck?
Oh, crap. Actually, I did invent cigarettes.
Oh, now we need some words. So, yeah, without him to be like, get this the fuck out, because I don't care. I'm like, it's your house.
Yeah.
I'm your son. I'm not going to goddamn lay down the law for you.
Yeah.
But I guess it does hit a point when, like, they're nursing home age. You really do get to call the shots, but she ain't there yet.
Yeah.
So I just live in shit.
I think you should just sneak some stuff out and not tell her.
I have an entire car full of jackets right now. I'm not even kidding.
Are you taking them to the homeless shelter?
Guess what? When I walked in, I found out that starting this month, they've been collecting jackets.
Look at you.
For the cold weather.
There it is.
We're going to. You guys are all helping me because it's at least three
handfuls.
You've
got to be kidding me.
They're not dirty. It's not like a fucking family of bears shadow
over
them.
Like, where the hell is this drop point, man?
In the studio. We're
not
in the studio,
okay.
Like, in the building. Yeah, all it's right. Just at the front. I have, like, 18
that.
Coats.
I'll allow it.
You're not going to go the extra mile for the homeless? That's just ate up.
What are you? I mean, I just feel bad. It's like one little bucket. I'm like, oh, motherfucker.
Yeah, they're going to love it. And homeless Al would love it.
You're not going to handle this at all. But
homeless Al's probably dead.
I worry. I don't know. Oh, God, your little buddy?
Yeah, I went back to Roanoke last weekend. Apparently, nobody's seen him around for like a year and a half. So,
oh no!
Maybe I'd like to think he's straightened his act up and he's doing just fine.
Yeah,
down in the Keys,
maybe
owns
he
a bar.
Maybe he went to a nice farm.
Yeah, exactly. Have you heard of Hobo Heaven? so many dumpsters filled with only the most recent of half-eaten cheeseburgers. He loves it there. So, I think it'll be a long time before I shake off the specter of the madre and would even consider living with someone. Because whenever I'm back out, like, I don't like complicating it with women.
Okay, you have to remember, your mom did kind of, I don't want to bring this up, but
what?
Your mom went through some trauma, like, her best friend.
Yeah,
you know?
11 years ago.
Yeah, so, people hoard when they lose someone.
Mm-hmm.
They like don't want to let go of.
Oh yeah, no, I
stuff.
Pulled out of like 50 of my dad's articles of clothing.
Yeah,
I don't give it. Not to sound evil, I don't give a shit.
You gotta seriously start considering pulling the strong move of just getting rid of it and being like, sorry, Maria, I'm not telling you where I took it.
I've done that. I've done that with certain objects.
Yeah.
Not worth the shit show, Howard.
Do you guys have a garage?
Yeah? No, it's
not
a shit
worth
show.
The shit show.
It's that is. That's a horror show right there. Like, this is
oh
awful.
My God.
Yeah.
No.
I think that's a Discovery Channel thing. I'll get her on.
Like, a black woman at her son's funeral would turn to my mom, like, her reaction after I did that and be like, lady, calm down.
Yeah.
You're being too demonstrative.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That Man. Is the best analogy I've ever heard.
Can you ratchet it down a couple of notches? You're embarrassing yourself.
But, hey, I will say about... Your view, I think it's a current view based on present circumstances.
It is. I mean, the more I'm away from her, the more Nietzsche always said fucking men, as soon as they escape the authority of their mom, crave to replace it with the authority of a wife. Now, if I ever had view my wife as authority, I would murder her.
I would never want to be that wife to anyone. Like, I don't want to tell you what to do. I don't want you to call me and ask me if you can do something. You're a grown-ass man. Do it. But I'm not regular women.
You say that
women.
Now as... No. How old are you again? 25?
I'm old enough. I'm old enough.
You're 25-year-old Arena right now.
Whatever.
You know the old proverb? This is my favorite. I've been tossing this one around lately. Like, she tosses around her mouth.
Hey, what is it?
Toss around your asshole.
The tragedy of marriage is that men never want their wife to change, and she always does. And women never want their they always want their husband to change, and he never will. So she's always going to be different 5 years down the pike. The lady you loved is going to become the woman you hate.
Stop pointing at me.
And ladies, that fucking project you think you're going to fix up, he's just going to be that.
What? That's why you don't date guys that you need to fix up. Too many people do that shit, and it's so stupid.
But I think it's intrinsic in women. I think they just get bored after a while, and they're like, I want to fucking tweak this.
See, that's why I'm policing.
They're like a NASCAR engineer. Like, they can have
the
fastest car on the track.
Angry bitches. And I know one. I recently met one that was like, my boyfriend really liked this shirt, so I threw it out because I didn't even like him liking this shirt. And I'm like,
what was that?
Whoa.
Why are you so mean? Like, wow. I don't get that. A lot of girls are like that.
What did she say? I didn't get it. It was too Valley Girl. I'm stunned. Really, my ears hurt.
I'm really angry about that.
Do you want to repeat and talk?
Yeah.
I believe what I heard and what angers me is like this female of
we'll
a bitchy persuasion.
Okay.
Threw away her boyfriend's favorite shirt.
What?
Because she didn't like him liking that shirt.
Crazy.
That's fucked up.
I would never do that. That's insane.
I would literally dump a woman over that.
Oh, heck yeah. You should. That's
I
like
don't even like girls
property.
I fucked taking my clothing away. Like, I hate when they even pull that shit. I'm like, oh, isn't that cute? You like my comfy t-shirt. You know who else likes it?
That's only the 100th black t-shirt.
That's why it's in my fucking wardrobe. Give it back. Yeah. You can have the shirt I paint in, bitch.
No, she can't have that. You know you want it.
No. Well, because it's also my jizz rag.
No.
All right. Arena, do you think you're...
What? Yes.
Am I fucking teaching the Billy Madison kindergarten class here? Are you going to draw a blue duck because you've never seen a blue duck and you wanted to see the blue duck?
What? I can't draw. Sorry.
All right.
Draw me a puppy.
Your dad. Does your dad, like who he is now, scare you off getting married? Or you're like, no, my dad's a good dude. I could only be so
lucky.
I don't know.
My dad's awesome. I hope that I get a... I mean, my dad definitely...
So you hope you get pounded out by someone like your dad? Word it like that.
Oh, my God. John.
She wants a normal guy. And her dad is a normal guy. We'll leave
my
it at that.
My dad's awesome.
Why'd you give her that escape hatch?
Thank you.
I had her in the goddamn trash compactor. And you used the force and you got her out of it. All right.
I'm hungry, sleepy, and sober. Don't mess with me.
Howie, how about you?
I like being told what to do. I come from a long line of Korean women.
Oh my God, dragon ladies.
Yeah.
Dragon women, the lot of them. I've never met pushier ladies than the Asians, man.
Yeah.
Never.
Dragon lady.
It's a stereotype of the Asian that they're just bossy little shits, which they are. Especially when they're drinking. They're actually like kind of reserved before the booze, but once the booze kicks in, they're so bossy. So bossy.
HBIC.
I could never fucking deal with an Asian wife. Never.
Well, that's right, because you're not Jewish, so.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't take it. I couldn't take it. They're so tiny and variable. We would have one disagreement, and that would be it. They would stop me at the border, the little fucking carrying case. I'd be like, sir, what's in there? I'd be like, you got me.
My purse is in there.
You got me.
Just some Chinese takeout.
You know what's in here? The end of an argument. That's what's in here.
But hey, I will say this about changing your perspective as time goes on. What I've realized now that I'm finally single again is the fact that I think I'm going to get to a point where I'm just like good with being me. And I'll be able to just tell women, look, listen, there's an as-is warranty. You get what you paid for with this. Take a good look. Nothing's going to change.
Can you text me after that happens?
What's that?
That speech to your lady.
It will not go well, often. Like, it's really hard to find someone who enjoys someone as broke as me.
What? You're totally fine. I think you're very interesting and fun and stuff.
No.
Yeah,
no,
I'm just saying, like, my relationships always get blown up because of money.
Here's the problem with Howard being broke, though. You're a fucking legal lawyer. You went to law school. You've passed several bars.
But fuck people for telling me I gotta work a full-time job when I'm like, you know what I can do? I can work part-time and be happy. And just, like, get by month to month. That's what I love. I get to come on this fucking show and show up on time at 7 instead of telling you I'm gonna...
Now I'm already siding with you. I'm like, yeah, fuck those cunts who tell him what to do. He was here at 7.
Hate you guys.
I was out till like 2 a.m. singing karaoke last night. Oh, I love this shit.
I bet you were.
I don't blame you. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to swallow shit either in life.
Yeah, whatever. Absolutely. I like my job. I don't care.
The
I like
dogs
the
won't
I
be there
with.
Every fucking
how long
day.
Have you been there?
Yeah. Last
please
week
remind
we had
the people.
Cupcakes and classic cars. Please. So every week is an adventure.
Please remind the listeners at home how long you've been at this new job.
3 weeks.
All right. You're still on the honeymoon.
Shit.
Yeah. All right.
Leave me alone. I like it there.
That's good. That's good.
How do you like your coworkers, Mr. Kimchi?
Mr. Kim, the dog.
I like them because they let me work from home. That's why I like my coworkers.
I haven't had a coworker in over a year. You're looking at them. It's just me.
I get to pay for parking every day.
What?
Yeah, I have to do that when I go into DC too. It's a pain.
I was just trying to sound Debbie Downer for you guys.
Oh, okay. No, so you're sick of being bitched at because you have the law degree, yet you don't want to work full time because it's going to make you depressed, which, again,
well,
it usually does.
I think oftentimes money affects many relationships. And
all
I think
of them,
there's the belief
which is
that
why I don't fucking enter them.
Wait, this is how you solve all this. Just don't tell girls you're a lawyer. Tell them you're an artist, and then they won't expect you to be
just
like,
be like,
solid.
I'm high-functioning retarded. Like, really set the bar low.
They let me not wear my helmet today.
Exactly.
I one of the big problems
just like
that,
just talk like normal you, but be like, yeah, I have an IQ of like 86, but the doctor says my babies won't be stupid. And maybe it worked.
My material desires out of life, though, are so extraordinarily low. This is why I get along with homeless people. This is why women have a problem with me, because it's just like, wow. My wardrobe is full of clothes that I have been wearing since I was 16.
But Howard,
and I'm not a hoarder. I actually wear all this shit.
See, even I can't go that long. It's I can give it like 5 years. No, I take that back. This shirt's a good 7.
You say you don't care about materialistic things, but you meet chicks and you're like, oh, I want to give it to you. So I'm going to tell you about my law degrees and how interesting I am. And then they're like, oh, yes, I want to get it, but are you really a lawyer? Like, in their head, they're just like, oh, he's a lawyer, he's ballin'. So that's...
Yeah, that's... I don't understand why people connect being a lawyer with being a baller. Because, like...
It's literally the first thing anyone thinks of when you hear lawyer. You just hear lawyer. It's like saying I'm a Jew. You're like, oh, it's money.
Just, like, bling, bling. I don't know. I guess people don't read the New York Times. I've been doing features recently about, like, what a bad deal law school is now. It's terrible.
Spread the word.
No, yeah, it's only, like, I know that only because like 60 I G's. Know a lot of lawyers, and I know it's not actually guaranteed money. Women don't hear that. Women are just like, lawyer, fuck yes, I'm getting suck cock in a Porsche later tonight. That's what they think.
I drive a Hyundai.
Exactly. They're going to get fucked over the hood of a Sonata and be like, what the fuck?
I live in a...
Fuck this public defender, yeah. Motherfucker.
I live in a basement apartment.
I mean... I guess I am not as big... I don't want to say let down because like none of us are let downs. We're not serial rapists. But... Maybe hearing I'm a locksmith sets the bar lower, but then I'm like, I own the locksmith company. Like, I'm a one-man show. So it still is lower than lawyer, though. I sound like a manual laborer, and it's pathetic given I'm like
you,
a smart
like,
guy.
But... sell yourself on the radio show. Like, I have 5,000 Twitter followers.
More than Shannon Sussman.
I mean, yeah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that mole-faced whore. God. I guess I can sell like what I write and stuff like that. I haven't been draining my nuts lately, period.
Yeah.
I sell, yes, I'll take that lap dance. You said you'll scratch off the table dance if I get the lap dance, right? Okay, let's do that.
What's the difference?
What? Oh, I'm glad you asked. The table dance involved a fat Latin ass presented in my face while I sat at the table. The lap dance involved a Latin vagina ground against my cock while I grabbed her cinder block implants. Not so happy about that part, but I liked the dome piece and the ass. So,
I'm scared.
So it evened out. I also was a little weirded out by the Band-Aid material they had to put over their areolas at the strip club.
Oh,
okay. But I could squeeze, so I felt the nipples through them. So it wasn't like fucking a Barbie doll.
I'm so glad I asked.
Yes. Again, expensive, but worth a thrill once in a while.
Is this at the Paper Moon you
This
so
is at the Paper Moon in Springfield, yes, where a lot of the dancers are not bad looking. And if you've done a lot of strip club time, you know how rare and precious that is.
They used to be really hot at Ritz Cabaret in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And New Orleans has a lot of hot strippers.
New Orleans does.
I used to go a lot. My friend was a manager at three Ritz clubs, like three different clubs. So for like games, we would go to strip clubs, just hang out, do the damn thing.
Well, I think we're going to wrap up this episode. This kind of why the hell we're all single currently episode, is that going to be the theme? I think that's going to be the theme.
We'll put that in. Any final thoughts?
I think that's the theme of every episode.
Here's the final thought. People also get really ugly in time, and you're going to get sick of fucking them unless you really love them dearly.
Thanks, Phil Donahue.
No, I want to show you this picture. This is one of the old bitches from Facts of Life.
I'd still hit it.
I'm gonna spin it around. It's Charlotte Ray. Now, Charlotte Ray was never a looker. Right? Howard, you're like, I'd fuck it. I can see it in your eyes.
Oh, my God. Do you have an
Then and now. Then and now.
Okay. You're like, I'd crack both them hits.
I'm not going to lie. I'd fuck it, too.
Charlotte Ray now, though. Look at this picture. Tell me. I'm going to hold it up. Tell me this doesn't look like Jerry Sandusky in drag
trying
to get out of the country.
Wow. I was actually thinking that's Barbara Bush. That was my initial thought. But
really? No.
Barb's has got a little Jerry Sandusky in her, too.
That's just old people converge into one unique gender.
Yeah.
Oh, I still wanted to make a disgusting. Bad joke just now. she definitely does have a hint of...
She's gross.
Sandusky-ism.
See, I'm going to flip it on you. I think, like, benefit of being married to someone when you're that old is like one of you at least gets the benefit of having the other
of
one
getting
clean
to bury
their bedpan.
The other.
Oh, okay. I was just thinking of if you're actually like, you know, just a vegetable, like the other person's supposed to like take care of you. Or
I would kill my wife if she were a vegetable. I would perform the ultimate mercy. She wouldn't even have to ask. Like Hillary,
I can tell
Hillary
you off air how to do it in a way that no, never mind.
Do it on air. What the hell? Let's perform a public service.
No, it's just there's a way to bring it up beforehand to make sure that you're allowed to like off them.
Oh. Okay, now we know why Howard's single. I would,
like, she would just have a stroke, and I would be like, "Blink once if you want me to kill you." And
no,
she would eventually blink, and it'd be like, "Message understood."
No, officer, I got it on tape.
No, I used to like do this with clients a lot. You gotta like. Have the conversation about advanced medical directives and what would you want if you were a vegetable?
I'd want that's to die.
It's not actually legal to do that, is it? Euthanize.
No, you can't do that. Although, I've come up with a way to do that. I can tell you that off air, too.
See, now that's something you can make money with. Screw being a music producer, you can be like the new Kevorkian.
Well, all you gotta do is get transferred to one of the states that allows physician-assisted suicide from whatever hospital you're in.
Okay.
And so I guess that's Oregon. So wherever you are, just like put in your advanced medical directive that you want to go to Oregon and then have an advanced medical directive in Oregon that lets you kill yourself.
Nice.
Oregon
well,
is such a weird state.
Let's punch the fuck out of here. Howard, Arena, it's been real. If they want to get a hold of you on Twitter, it's @apexegetical for this one. I'm pointing at Howard as I say this one. For that one, I'm now pointing at Arena. She's at Girl Knows Sports. Me, I'm John Papagiorgio. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. The show's website, inpapasbasement.com, has links to all this Twitter stuff. So everything I just said, very irrelevant if you just go to inpapasbasement.com. It's also got every episode of this show. You can subscribe to the new ones on iTunes. All the old ones are archived. And it's got a bunch of my writing. Tons of it, in fact. You can read that shit for hours. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Proper contrition, finally.
All right. You know you love me.
We're going to record another one in a couple minutes. Until then, I need to take a disgusting coffee piss, though. So we're
going to need some coffee.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.